launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up anything, as you always can, at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls, April is still on the line in Montana, listening on KGEZ. April wanted to make sure you had plenty of time to make your point. April?
Okay, well, you were talking about people, you know, that I know, and you were using the term like it was actually happening, owning tigers. Okay, so when I use the term and I say we give money to countries, third world countries, you know what I'm talking about, so don't be contrary, okay?
No, I know what you're talking about, April. I beat myself up over that, so it's not like I'm attacking you personally.
Let me get to the point that I was making. You can take... Well, basically what this tiger analogy to me is you can take a baby tiger and sometimes they will, it'll be okay and you'll be able to have your little baby tiger, but the vast majority of the time, the tiger's instincts and just the natural way a tiger is are going to eventually come out. And it's kind of the same way with different peoples around the world. We have... And when I say we, I mean first world countries, okay?
Okay?
Have continually tried to affect third world countries around the world by bringing them democracy and this and that and the other thing to try to civilize, quote, civilize them or bring them prosperity or bring them peace or bring them whatever. And they're not capable, once we leave, they're never ever capable of carrying it out because they didn't create it in the beginning. And a civilization is a result of, it's like a creation of the people who live in that community. It's not something that you can just take somebody and, like, you can't take a tiger and drop them into a normal household and expect them to know how to behave like a kitty cat. It's the same way with
sure.
these third world countries. And the way I see it, it's basically this story that you're talking about is more about people denying the natural law of the way things actually work in the world. Does that make any sense?
It does to me. I can totally see what you're saying. You know, to think that you can force freedom on someone, it doesn't even make sense. Force freedom? That's what...
Well, look what's happened. Look what's happened in Liberia, okay? I mean, look at the country of Liberia. I mean, have
now,
you seen pictures of what's going on
just,
over there?
So we're completely clear, the U.S. has been screwing Liberia for over a century now. We bought the country from the beginning. We set up the capital, Monrovia, named after James Monroe. Liberia, named after Liberty. We sent back slaves over there. The idea was to send them back to wherever the country was. People that were born in the United States, we sent them back as though we were going to force all the blacks back to Liberia. And it's been screwed for a long time.
Yeah, right. But it's not unlike almost any other country in Africa. I mean, let's face it, this is kind of the par for the course for Africa, whether it's South Africa, which, Johannesburg used to be like a really nice town, and now it's basically a shoot-em-up capital, or it's the Congo, or it's a Rwanda, which used to be Zimbabwe, I mean...
Well, you don't hear about those...
What I'm saying is...
You don't hear about those things happening...
If the people there...
No, it's not, absolutely not.
...to be violent like
no,
that.
That
so,
I disagree with. That's completely untrue. We have upset their system in Africa in its entirety. The white people of the Western world, which, by the way, the United States is second world, not first world. The first and second world came into Africa, cut it up, colonized it. They've only been on their own since the 50s in a lot of cases and less and less. So we've drawn lines on maps and said, well, this is the Congo, when in fact it's occupied by quite a few different tribes. Those tribes, each of them vied to get into power. We've screwed that continent up.
Right.
And
well, when you
what
say
we
the,
need to do, we
and the
being the government
is
and
that,
we being white people in control, we need to leave Africa alone.
Yeah,
right.
You
and
I agree.
We need to not try to give them our brand of civilization because our brand of civilization won't work for them. They have to create it themselves.
Yes.
Right. If they created...
You and I agree on that.
That much, yeah, absolutely agree with. But when you say, Mark, that they've been on their own for the last, or since the 50s, that's not even true either, because saying they're on their own makes it sound like they're free to innovate and develop when they're not. They're usually ruled by some third world bit, you know, some two-bit dictator who is
they
extracting...
being that country. The individual countries are on their own. I think I made that clear.
But they're being ruled by dictators who are extracting a tremendous amount of wealth from the empire. Impoverished people that are there and preventing them from even getting a foothold in the marketplace and actually making things better. And normally,
they're...
by the way, April, those dictators are supported by the U.S. government in many cases. Yeah.
Well, in Israel, too. I mean, Israel played a pretty big part in a lot of what was going on in South Africa.
But you are right. It is the meddling by the United States government in these countries, whether they be in Africa or the Middle East. The meddling is what is ruining it for those people.
Yep.
Thanks for the call tonight, April.
I got a question before we get rid of April. Now, let's suppose, let me set up a hypothetical scenario, April. Suppose we get out of Africa and we get out of all the rest of the countries. We focus our efforts on the United States and freedom and liberty and those kind of things. What if Israel decides they want to meddle in some other country's business? What should we do about that?
April? She's gone. They might have let her go.
800-259-9231.
Let's just say, I don't know what her answer would have been.
No,
there's no way to say.
Well, you know, this is the thing about liberty. Not only can we, because essentially meddling is we want to prevent a bad occurrence from happening. And, you know, if that bad occurrence is one country interacting with another country, that's another thing for them to solve on their own. We can't be the policemen of the world. We can't control one country's interactions with another. All we're going to do is have unintended consequences, and it's going to cost the American people big time. And we can't stop internal politics either, though they need to deal with all those issues on their own. No one came in this country and directed its development when we got our freedom or whatever, quote unquote freedom.
Well, the king tried to, and he didn't get a good response.
At that point, it was his country.
Yeah. So, still though, that didn't work out very well for him.
No, I mean there was some involvement by France, but you know, not a great deal.
800-259-9231. So I take the Ron Paul policy of non-intervention when it comes to around the world. If there's a country that you happen to have a warm spot for, the people of that country, you feel real close to them for whatever reason, send them money. Go over there and volunteer for some mission or something like that.
I feel a warm spot for Liberia. I feel like we've really messed with those people, and we should do something good for them. But the problem is that whatever I think is the right thing, it's never going to get enacted in the way that I hope that it will.
Right.
If we send money to Liberia, it's only going to go to Liberian politicians. They're going to take
it. And they'll use that in politically favorable ways.
Yep. They're going to live lavishly. They're going to reward the people that they want to reward. And the average Liberian that's been screwed, you know, that the whole mess, system's
all screwed
up,
suffer.
They'll continue to suffer.
We go to your phone calls. We talk to Kevin in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Kevin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
That was a great one, that Linda. I loved it.
April.
I'm sorry. First, I wanted to talk about your tiger analogy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
Remember Conjunction Junction?
I have the whole thing on VHS.
Yes, I love it. Actually, my daughter knows it now, so it rocked. But they came out with like this new series that talks a little bit more about like writing checkbooks and the deficit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember that. I think it's called like Deficit Saurus Rex.
No, I don't know anything about a new Schoolhouse Rock.
It was like later. It wasn't back in the 80s. It was after that. I think they just tried to bring it back, and they did a horrible remaking.
That's how it generally goes.
But it's pretty interesting. It has the deficit as like a T-Rex, and how it's getting bigger and bigger, and it's going to eat us all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty good, but. I wanted to also talk about martial law, but before that, I want to talk about April. Now, earlier you were also talking about terrorism. Well, my ancestry has been fighting terrorism since 1492, and we've been fighting immigrants since 1492.
Doesn't work, does it?
And, well, do you want me to hold out a little?
Yeah, we're going to hold on to you, dude. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Some people get scared by the music. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll find out the rest of Kevin's point and talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist, as well as Tom in New Jersey, and take your calls as well about anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can just bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features we give away, you get signed up for the updates, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the updates list for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. That's SACL CAI. We continue with Kevin in Minnesota. You're back on Free Talk Live, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. One of the things I wanted to bring up is, like, you know, I can't remember who said it, but if it wasn't for the fact I was born on land, I would have drowned.
Mm-hmm.
And we grab such a connection to the spot we get plopped out of by our mother. And we grab onto it with both hands, and we feel that it's ours. And I say this as a Native American, and the last caller, how they're talking about, not in a sense of how wonderful we've done, but in the last 300 years, how bad has the U.S. screwed things up, not just here in this country, because they said when they first came here to this country with the Native Americans that it was virtually like not quite a utopia, but it was like a lush garden, somewhat like the Garden of Eden. But then they were saying, oh, these uncivilized natives, you know, that had thousands of villagers within a village, and they had stuff of like the syringe, and they used rubber, and they used all of these phenomenal pharmaceutical things. And then we said that, well, the dominant society said that they're uncivilized and they're not using their land affordably or correctly. So we clear-cut the entire country, and we start this whole manifest destiny across the United States, and we've literally destroyed the United States as far as deforestation. And then they put us into concentration camps, which Hitler thought was a great idea, but they called them reservations at that time.
Yeah.
And Hitler thought that was a great idea and actually used the model for the early reservation for a model of his concentration camps.
Wow.
And April talking about how we've come so far, I think we've actually like de-evolved as a species, where at least a Native American, how many Native Americans came knocking on your door on a Sunday with their tom-tom and their pipe trying to convert you?
Well, that's never happened to me.
I wasn't around back then, so I can't really comment on that. But I don't know. I think that mankind is always, you know, there have always been people in search of power looking to rule over others, and it's just that, you know, that's how it happened to play out here in America, and it certainly is tragic. But you are right in general that the government has, in the name of advancing civilization, done some really awful things to some other cultures, and it's terrible.
And one last thing about the martial law and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They were bringing up martial law earlier, and since I listened to GCN or GN or the GCN, the Genesis Communications GCN. Sorry, I've caught Alex Jones, who's just way fear monger, but I've looked into some of the stuff that he talks about. And it's really scary if you look at the creation of Homeland Security, and if you look at they've taken a large proportion of their money that they got allocated building prison camps or containment centers or detention centers, and they've passed all these laws where the president, under a whim, can pass martial law. And one of the reasons that they could declare martial law is civil disobedience. And that's what you guys talk about, kind of like a revolution. So if they got all ends covered, what are we to do?
It's a good question, which is why we need to take action now instead of waiting to see what happens with what they're planning. Thanks for the call tonight, Kevin. 800-259-9231.
It's difficult to imagine our government setting up a full-fledged martial law based on civil disobedience right now.
Yeah.
I think that there could be, you know, if the police state begins to grow, or continues to grow, then we will that could possibly be a result. But today, I don't think that civil disobedience is going to cause an entire lockdown.
No, not any more than us getting on the air and talking about freedom and liberty.
Right. Remember, we are able to broadcast on 33 stations. There are still, you know, they still pay some amount of homage to, you know, freedom of speech and freedom of the press.
Right. And they will still have to do that until they've completely eliminated the Constitution. So we've got a little bit of time. We've got a little bit of cover. I think the Constitution, if anything, slowed the growth of government. It didn't do anything to prevent the growth, but it has slowed it and has made the politicians have to, you know, CYA a little bit, be a little bit more careful about how they've abolished liberty in this country. But that doesn't mean that time's not going to run out someday. That doesn't mean that there won't be a line crossed to where it will no longer be possible to turn it around with nonviolent means. And that's what I want. I don't want to get to violence. I don't want to get to a violent revolution. That's not going to result in anything positive. It never has. And so we need to do this now. The time for liberty in this country is now. Taking action sooner rather than later is imperative if we want to have a chance at seeing liberty again in our lifetime. 800-259-9231. And for those of our radio listeners who are confused by the occasional reference, completely unnecessary reference to GCN, that's our network they carry. They're the syndicate for our show. So sometimes people call in and they say GCN.
Sometimes they listen to the network itself on the Internet. I believe it's GCNonline.com.
I don't know. GCN Live, I think.
GCNLive.com. Sometimes people listen there, and those people, you know, sort of think of it as all one big programming group, whereas,
right,
you know, it's a separate show.
What they don't understand is that there are people listening around around the world and around the country that have no idea what GCN means, and
no,
it's completely irrelevant and transparent to them, which is, it would be like Rush Limbaugh getting on the air, or, you know, people calling the Rush Limbaugh show and referencing Premier Radio Network.
Yeah.
There's no need to reference that on the air.
People think that he's syndicated by the Excellence in Broadcasting Network.
Right. He's not. There is no, I don't believe there is such
an organization.
I don't think
there is. I think it's just him.
We continue with your call. We go to Gene, the Christian Anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Gene,
well,
the Christian Anarchist. Hello. What's
on
your mind?
I want to share what happened over the weekend.
All right, do that.
I spent the weekend up visiting my relatives in Minnesota.
Okay.
And I have a niece named Kathy who I talked into going to the caucuses for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And I was visiting with a bunch of the rest of the family on Saturday. And I met a guy named Raul, who's married to my great-niece Amber, and he'd never heard of Ron Paul before, but I want to read you this very short little email that Kathy just forwarded me from Raul.
Okay.
It says, "Hey, Gene, this email went out to a lot of Raul and Amber's family friends. I thought I should forward it to you. Pretty exciting. I'm going to remind them all to go to the caucus tomorrow, Kathy." And here's the letter from Raul. "Hi, this is Raul. Not a forward, just letting you know. Now, I ask you to look into this whether you are into politics or not. I say this because I really think that our country's in trouble in terms of national debt, the economy in general, the war, morals, and national morale. I thought you might laugh and scoff at this and say that your vote doesn't count or that government doesn't matter and things like that. But when you say that, also look at your paycheck and see what is getting taken away from you by the government. That doesn't matter. And think about the rules and regulations that are put on you by politics that don't affect you. Anyway, I'm really scared of Hillary and Obama and their views. Frankly, I'm scared of McCain, Romney, and Huckabee. Unfortunately for us, the guy who I think can really make a difference is a fourth-tier candidate. So please look into his points at www.ronpaul2008.com.
You really made an impression on this guy. Gene, we'll bring you back for more in a moment.
Okay.
This is your show. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Go to ronpaulstuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want toll free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us. And listen live online as well with live broadband and dial-up versions, both for free at freetalklive.com.
Movies, lingerie, marital aids, AdamEve.com has got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at AdamEve.com/talk.
800-259-9231. Back to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you were telling us that you went out to visit some family members recently, and one of the people that you... Now, did you meet Raul, or was that someone that met one of your family members? I missed that part.
Yeah, I got to talk to him for quite a little while, and he was, he's a young guy. He's probably in his 20s, but he got pretty excited, and anyway, there's like two sentences left here I could finish up. And
yeah, you're reading an email from Raul. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so this was right after he gives the link to RonPaul2008.com. He says, it's not too late to vote for him on Tuesday. I just found out about him 2 days ago, LOL. Laughing out loud, of course. Thanks again, and if you want, and if you like my thoughts or points of view, maybe forward this to others or make your own email letting people know about him, Raul. So this is why... I still think, as I mentioned a couple months back, that I thought that the snowball was rolling behind Ron Paul because of the popular support behind him. This is why I think the snowball, even though it slowed down for a bit, I think it's catching on again because here there's two young people that are going to caucus for Ron Paul in Minnesota who didn't even know about this guy a couple days ago.
Right. So before you had talked to them, they were completely unaware of Ron Paul's existence.
Well, my niece knew something about him because I'd told her before. But until I went up there and visited and, you know, really let them know all about this guy, they hadn't decided anything.
Did you get an impression when you were talking to them that these individuals were relatively apolitical prior to finding Ron Paul, or were they always interested in what goes on in Washington?
Definitely apolitical. And this is why, even with the active conspiracy to keep him out of the media, it's word of mouth. And it's people getting excited about somebody who's actually different, who's running for president. And I think that we're going to probably see some surprises tomorrow. I think that Ron Paul is going to do much better than anybody gave him credit for. I think he's, well, Minnesota, I think he'll do pretty good. I think Washington, I don't know if Washington meets tomorrow or not, but I've heard that he may even win Washington State. There was an article in the Seattle newspaper up there about how they figured that Ron Paul's support was strong enough to where he could win the state. And
I've heard good things about your own Tennessee there, Gene, as well.
He also got third place in Maine this weekend, and he was very close to second place.
Yeah, he was right behind McNasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the game is definitely not over yet. And Ron Paul, as he has said when interviewed, you know, they asked him over the weekend on the MTV debate. Oh, I guess it really wasn't a debate. MTV Forum, they asked him, you know, why he hasn't dropped out. And he pointed out that people keep sending him money. You know, as long as people keep sending him money and encouraging him to run, he's going to stay in the race. And
he will go
through
all the way to the convention. I think a lot can happen between now and the convention. Plus, after tomorrow, there's still half the delegates open. So a good showing tomorrow could snowball even more, and he could start taking states after Tuesday.
Absolutely. Gene, thanks for the call tonight and the story. And it's just goes to show that you can make a difference by talking to your friends and family about liberty, about freedom, about the benefits of what someone like a Ron Paul could help bring the country. And again, you know, I don't want to make it sound like politics is the only answer, but at this point, it's what most people are focusing on. It's what people are looking at. And
what's got the sizzle?
And if they're looking at voting for one of those other guys, at least give them the opportunity to vote for Ron Paul. But at least, I mean, you owe them that as your friend or family member. You owe them the opportunity.
Yeah, tell them who you're going to vote for and why.
Maybe not.
Who they should vote for, but tell them some of the reasons that you're going to and how the, you know, try to give the reasons that would be most influential to them.
The worst thing they can say is they disagree. And the best thing that can happen is you'll bring them on board.
Yep, there's 1,200 delegates needed to win the nomination, and McCain has 97 now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not even 10% of the way there.
1-800-259-9231. You can share your story. Bring up whatever you want. We continue with your calls. It is Tom in New Jersey on the Amp Line. Hey, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Wanted to talk about the metaphor of, you know, out of control tiger as government. I think, you know, it's an interesting one. I agree with Mark that it's not certainly not perfect.
Yeah.
But I think the basic message is sound, which is that, you know, as citizens, we have a responsibility to you know, be a check and balance against that power. And I mean, the founders really admonished us that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And I think it's ourselves and our ancestors who did not really adhere to that.
I agree with you that what you're saying is true. I don't agree that the article was saying anything like that. I think the article was saying any government at all is a big, giant, terrible tiger that will eat you.
Well, it's saying that inevitably it will get bigger, and that's what government does.
Inevitably. There's no, like, what he's saying is that citizens, it's important for citizens to check and balance the government. What the article was saying was there is no way you can check and balance a tiger. A tiger is a government. A government's going to eat you.
It's never been done in the history of mankind.
Nor has complete liberty.
So? That doesn't mean it shouldn't be tried. Governments have been tried over and over again.
There you go. The same argument is valid on either side.
Yeah, one way to look at it is that government's always winning. The other way is that liberty's always winning because governments never last. So, you know, we could also argue that, you know, liberty's always winning. But I think one thing that's really missing from that metaphor of the tiger is that the tiger's, you know, is a different species entirely, kind of beholden to its own rules of engagement, whereas government is comprised of our peers. And I think, accordingly, not only are we responsible, but we need to hold our peers in government responsible. You guys were talking a couple of nights ago about police being responsible for their actions and not following the law blindly. And I just could not agree more with that sentiment. I think it's, when someone pins down a woman and strips her clothes off of her or kicks in someone's door because they've got an illegal shrub, I think, we can't just give them a free pass because it was legal, even though it was immoral.
Well, and I think that's where a lot of the problem comes in, is where, the people that you're asking to be this check and balance on government historically just haven't been there because they're really busy checking their own lives. They're busy checking on their kids in school, and they're busy doing work for the boss, or, trying to bring some money home to put some food on the table. The last thing on their minds is being a check and balance on the people in the halls of power, the people in government. And I think it's really it's just something that we can fantasize about and say, yeah, people should do that. But I don't think that even if you were to be able to cut the government down to size, that the check and balance would last for very long. Because inevitably, the government people would say, well, what we're doing here is legal. And then what are you going to do? Challenge them in their own courts? I mean, we've seen how well that works. So using the system to check the system just doesn't seem to be very effective when everyone inside the system is determined to do whatever the hell they want to do.
Right. And I know you guys take flack sometimes from some callers for, pointing out the abuses of police, et cetera. But I think it's so imperative that people bring that up and speak out against it, because it acts as the counterweight for what the government does, which is to basically worship any public servant as a hero. And it's really not often the case, and maybe most often not the case.
What the Founding Fathers understood, and what many of our callers do not, the sort of sycophant state-worshipping callers out there, and what they don't get is that, in fact, it is the press that is supposed to police the police. It's the press that's supposed to police the government. We are, this is, and now with the advent of the internet and call-in shows like Free Talk Live, everyone's able to be a portion of the press. And we're supposed to hold the government responsible for everything it does. And people in the government, those people are not only the big politicians out there that it's okay to say something against George Bush, or it's okay to say something against Hillary Clinton. It's also the guy on the street with a badge. It's also the soldier with boots on the ground in Iraq. Those people are just as much the government, or at least they are the government, even though the politicians are, larger and more influential.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight. Thank you. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And this is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, only moments remain, just enough time for your call if you sneak it in right now at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help us out? Then become an amplifier. Become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the purpose of the program is to have you send us $3 a month completely voluntarily. You can enjoy all the web features completely free, so this is above and beyond that, going above and beyond the call of duty. Amp.freetalklive.com. That $3 a month allows us to effectively promote and advertise the show to new radio stations, get more stations on board with the program. Hopefully we'll be announcing a new station as soon as possibly this weekend. All of this is thanks to our Free Talk Live amplifiers. And you get perks, too. To
sweep. We announced one last week, too.
That's right. I was expecting to announce them both, but these things usually take time. And I normally shouldn't even say anything in advance, because it seems like whenever I say something in advance, it always takes an extra month. But basically, the station we're waiting on has been trying to put their transmitter up, and they've just been having bad weather. So it's a brand new station going on the air.
But people don't know what station you're referring to. Right. So, I mean, how are you going to jinx it?
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, so we're excited because we continue adding new stations, now on 33 from coast to coast. Thanks to people like you who are amplifying the show. Amp.freetalklive.com is how you get on board. You get perks like the Amp-only call-in line, Amp-only chat room and forum. In fact, we're going to the Amp line here in moments. But first we go to Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live, or rather Louisiana. Hello, Peter.
Yeah, I wanted to let you guys know that you're right. One person can make a difference, and I'm going to take a quick hit at Michelle Obama. She resigned her position today from the University of Chicago Hospital, where she was engaged in political activity, obviously, but getting paid charitable nonprofit dollars. That's a violation of the IRS tax code. And there's a crackerjack nurse out here in California named Barb Clark. And she runs a website, barbclark.org. She wrote tons and tons of letters to the IRS, bringing this to the attention, and blasted it out to news media organizations, whatever. And that happened all over this weekend. And so Michelle Obama resigned her position today. So when you hear that story, it's all over the Associated Press. The reason why Michelle Obama is no longer taking charitable money, charitable tax-free money in the form of a $300,000 salary from a nonprofit charitable hospital, the reason for that is because some nurse, one person, wrote a flurry of letters to the IRS saying this is illegal. You cannot commingle political activity with
Well, I for one would not encourage, even though politicians are scum of the earth, I would never encourage anyone to snitch out another person to the IRS.
But this could be a big, something big right now. It doesn't take much to sway, at this point, to sway some people from voting for one candidate and voting for, for one and against the other, that kind of thing. So this could be the, this could sink the whole Obama campaign.
The issue is the hospitals. We have a medical care crisis, and the nonprofit hospitals don't need to be spending, hundreds of thousands of dollars going around advocating and politicizing. Anyway,
your point is taken. I mean, certainly one person can make a difference. However, the lady you mentioned, for whatever reason, has added me to her email list and refuses to remove me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's monitoring her emails or what, but she's sending out massive spam emails to people, and it's quite annoying, I can tell you that.
Well, it worked somehow.
Well, she's going into my spam list, and now Gmail will add that to their little spam catcher, and that means more people will have her emails marked as spam than if she doesn't stop. So, anyway, thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So she seems a little undesirable. She's a snitch and a spammer. 1-800-259-9231.
But snitching on politicians?
Snitching, man. It's just low. It's just low. Why lower yourself to the level of a politician?
Well, the politicians are initiating force by, in this case, she's living off the tax dollars of people, Michelle Obama is. So I think to some extent she needs to be held to a standard. I don't know
yeah,
if I,
I'm
I don't
not
know
running
if I'm
to mommy government to solve my problems for me. Let's continue here.
How are you going to solve this problem otherwise? And she sent it to that's the
doesn't
law.
Doesn't affect me. It's their charity. They can pay her however
and
they want to pay
her. And it's not the IRS that changed anything. It was her sending emails to not just the IRS, but the press too. So she didn't quit because the IRS told her to. She quit because this woman, shined a light on the cockroaches.
Gotcha. Well, I thought he said it was a charity hospital that was giving her that money. So, it's a charity giving her money. I don't really care. That's their business, right?
Yeah, but the charities enjoy certain tax status, and she's campaigning or somehow or another, yeah. I guess, according to what they're saying. They're lying under the tax code. They're dodging these taxes that her husband could get, help to get rid of if he wanted to, but instead she's doing what rich do, which is dodge the taxes and then force the middle class to pay their bills.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, but I would never snitch somebody out for something like that. Let's continue to talk to Sam in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sam. Sam in Texas, going once.
Hey, Ian.
What's on your mind?
I love that you read that tiger story earlier on, and I noticed something really interesting. I think the reason...
Just for those just tuning in, it's a story that draws an analogy between a tiger that it looks cute and cuddly but ends up growing to be huge and dangerous, and government, which also cannot just stay small, always grows larger and more intrusive.
Yeah, and I think the reason Mark and other people that have called in to kind of defend this story and say that, it's not a valid analogy to make, is that they're not really willing to suspend their belief in government to even look at it honestly. And, people like Mark still have their plan for how government can work. If we'll only do it this way, if it will just work like this,
right,
we can make it happen. And, Mark, really,
of course,
you have...
My plan increases people's liberty enormously.
I understand that, Mark, but the fact that you have a plan makes you have a lot more in common than you may realize with the guy whose plan is to just get the right generals in Iraq and to take care of Iran.
Right. Just do it the way I say, and everything will be just fine. You Americans will have your liberty back. We'll have a small government. We'll keep it in line. Just follow what my suggestions are.
And getting rid of the government is still the same thing, though.
Hold on.
Your plan for government is to get rid of government. My plan for government is to increase people's liberty exponentially. And, the guy X that you were referring to, his plan for government is to decrease liberty dramatically.
But, Mark, anytime you interfere in what is otherwise a perfect equilibrium, disaster always results. I mean, we can take an example where there are billions of individuals all making decisions completely on their own, doing what's in their best interests, and with no rules. And I'm, of course, talking about nature. And look at what it's developed. Of course, there's hurricanes and volcanoes that kill millions of its inhabitants and animals and plants, but overall, look at the complex market problems that it's solved in some of these ecosystems with the dependency between some plants and animals.
Right, Mark.
I mean, they produce chemicals for each other.
Mark, you produced a false comparison there a moment ago. There is no plan. People like Sam and myself, we don't have a plan. The idea is get rid of government and let the marketplace handle whatever it is that comes up. While you have a plan for government, you've got a path you'd like it to follow.
We need a nature overlord to protect the weaker animals, you know, so they don't get eaten by the lions, so that, you know, the lions have a fair chance of, you know, gaming for their meal.
And I think that this is the problem with people that believe in no government, is that they, in fact, think that people are going to go for a plan where there are lions roaming around. No, they're not. No one's going to say, okay, feed
the
lion.
The lions. The lions are already roaming around. They're driving cars with lights, flashing red and blue lights on the top of them.
They're not the only lions. There's also criminal lions out there, Ian.
That's right.
And that's what people are concerned with. That's what they're scared of. They're willing to deal with the oppressiveness of the police state in order to protect themselves from criminals. And until you acknowledge that and address that thoroughly, you just sound silly.
Well, that's what we're doing on this show. We're giving people other options and other ideas.
No,
but
you're berating me.
But what we have are ideas, not a plan. And our ideas can or cannot be implemented in the marketplace, depending on who's in search of profit and who's willing to put up the capital in order to make those ideas happen. But none of us would ever institute those ideas across the entire population by force.
So, who's us?
Those of us who believe in liberty and freedom. Sam, thanks for the call tonight. Let's continue quickly to Matt in Illinois. You've got enough time for a few comments here. Go ahead.
Hey, just an observation kind of goes with the whole show. Seems to me years ago when I was young, we'd hear every once in a while a story about a horrific crime that took place. Maybe somebody breaks into somebody's house and kills a bunch of people or something like mm-hmm. that. Then it kind of faded away, and we started to hear about, maybe the school shootings that went on, more than just Columbine, but other school shootings and stuff. And now it seems like we've hired all these police, and what are we hearing about? Almost every day we hear something about the police abusing their power.
Almost every day.
And it seems like the police have now gotten worse than what we were facing before.
May very well be the case, Matt. Thanks for the call tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will rejoin you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Why?